community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a Friday afternoon, very sunny Friday afternoon. You've got your sunglasses on, haven't you, Ollie?
Getting me Bono on today.
Sitting there looking very cool, you are. Very cool.
Well, thank you.
This is Ollie and this is Luke. Hi, Luke, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Luke's the drummer and Ollie's a singer from States of Emotion, aren't you?
Indeed.
Now, we had a chat with you a while ago, boys, because you're actually in a group that's taking part in the Flag Factory Festival, I can't say it, I've had too much to drink, which is taking place in August, is that right? Is it August?
It's in September. We're not actually playing, but we're organising it. Yeah, it's like something we've put on for new bands in the area.
Now, have you started promoting this yet? Or
yeah, there's been a little bit of PR, but we're sort of in conjunction with the Brentwood Festival, so we're kind of waiting for that to sort of take shape and whatever. And then once the Brentwood Festival's done and dusted, then we'll really crack on with that, yeah.
So if anybody listening wants to just have a look at the Flag Factory Festival, can they go onto your website?
Yeah, you can go on the website.
That's flagfactoryfestival.com. There's a link to that will be on our website after
cool.
this. Now, you're here today to talk about States of Emotion, which is your group.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just released a single, haven't you?
Yeah, The Way That I'm Wired. It came out Monday.
So what's the thought? Are you the writer? Did you write the lyrics?
We collectively write the music and I wrote the lyrics, yeah. I wrote the lyrics about my younger brother, actually.
I was just going to say, there's always something that inspires you to write about someone or something.
Yeah, I mean, you can sort of take from it what you will, but for me it was like I'm wired up to sort of look out for him and be overprotective probably and look after him. And he was going through a bit of a sticky breakup at the time of us writing that particular piece of music, and so the lyrical theme ended up being centred around his ordeal at the time.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, from out of a bad thing, a good thing came.
It's always the same way, isn't it? You can always turn something around.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Now, you're the singer.
Mm-hmm.
What possessed you to be a singer of a group to start with?
Weird turn of events, actually.
It's always the best things happen just by accident.
Yeah, no, what it was, when I started playing guitar when I was like, I think my dad bought me a guitar for my 13th birthday, and I never really saw myself as a singer, but I always, from a young age, said I want to be a pop star, and then as I got into my teenage years, I wanted to be a rock star.
As you do.
I signed up for this V Festival. We're doing this like rock summer school thing for teenagers. And I signed up to go, to be on it as a guitarist. But you had to put like a reserve option if you didn't get on that course. So I just put vocals for the hell of it, and it came back that I got through. But like, there was no spaces on the guitar course, so they offered me a space on the vocal course.
And that weird.
Yeah, and that's how I became a singer, basically. So.
So how did Luke? You're a drummer. What possessed you to be? That's the sweatiest job of all. How did you end up being a drummer?
It's probably down to my father, really, because he basically played guitar and he was like, it's good for you to learn an instrument.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if you play guitar, then I guess the next best thing would be the drums.
Yeah.
Hit out a lot of anger and stuff.
It does, I can see that, yeah.
And he made me sort of practice on like a little practice pad for about a year.
Yeah.
And the test was, if I took it on holiday with me, then when I got back from holiday, he would surprise me with a drum kit. And I took it away, luckily enough, and come back, and there was a nice shiny drum kit for me.
Oh, that's all right. That's not too bad, is it? You can't argue with that.
No.
Everybody has a little... Everybody does. Everybody, you know, everyone... I could do that. No, actually, you can't. Try doing that for an hour and a half. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do for an hour and a half, is it? Do your elbows hurt, or is it just your wrists or your shoulders?
I complain about a little bit of cramp.
Oh, yeah, he's a right moaner.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a moaner.
Yeah.
But a little bit of cramp and that, but, I mean, if you practice enough, and as we do before a gig, then you should be able to get through it.
Good technique.
Yeah, I went
for a good few years of terrible technique.
Oh, really?
Same here, yeah.
Sticks and lots of cramps and blisters.
So. Yeah.
Oh, really? I mean, it's the same with singers. If you actually try singing for an hour.
Yeah, I used to blow my voice out a lot when I was younger because I just didn't have the technique right. So I got some vocal coaching and stuff and sorted that out. But yeah, it's all trial and error, really. Like, we sort of, we learn. I mean, obviously, I mentioned that summer course thing when I was younger, but really, we learnt the old school punk rock way. We used to just, like, we booked pubs, gigs in pubs before we were old enough to play in them, and we used to lie about our age and turn up to these places and play. And we, really, we just, we learnt, you know, on those stages, do you know what I mean?
So we
slipped on a few banana skins on the way.
Does everyone always strain their voice to start with?
Yeah.
They get up the next morning, they're all like this, hello, how are you?
Well, what it is, like, most pubs you play in that haven't got good monitors, you know, so you can't hear what you're singing back, especially if you've got a drummer like Luke behind you. <'cause> he's so loud, it's all cymbals at like ear level. And I mean, there was a few times when we were younger where, you know, you'd learn the hard way, but you get to a point if you learn proper singing technique where even if you can't hear yourself, it's not the easiest thing in the world to pitch, but you can learn to sort of preserve your voice and sing in the right way so that you don't blow out,
do you
know what I mean, because of bad sound or whatever. So I think we're getting there.
I'm going to ask the pair of you, is there anybody that inspires you as a singer?
Loads of people. Bono, for one, I just think he's a fantastic rock and roll singer. Jeff Buckley had an amazing voice. Chris Martin, Dave Grohl, list goes on, really. Got loads of influences.
What about you, Luke? Is there anyone as a drummer?
For me, obviously, as well, Dave Grohl. And I grew up in America, and at the time I was into punk, so it would have to be like Travis Barker for me. Growing up in the States at that time, there was just no one that kind of compared to him.
I
took a bit of inspiration for him.
What about, I'm going to mention an old school name there, Cozy Powell. No, you don't know.
Lost us.
Showing me up on Monday.
Cozy. Oh my word. Cozy Dance of the Devil. Have a listen to this. When you get home, it's all on YouTube.
Yeah.
Dance with the Devil.
Cozy Powell.
Absolutely. And there's another guy that's on that's on YouTube as well. What's his name? Steve someone or other. They call him the Mad Drummer.
Right.
He does a lot of rock stuff, but he plays for a small function band basically, and it's not how he plays it. He's a very good drummer, but it's what he does in between. It's almost as if he's trying to keep himself from getting bored,
right.
Which I can imagine standing there and just bashing a load of skins all day long is quite a boring thing to do after a while. But they call him the Mad Drummer. Have a look on YouTube. And Cozy Pal. You released this song. When did the song come out?
It came out Monday.
Monday just gone.
Mm.
How are sales so far? Any good?
All right, mate. Yeah, we made a little ripple in the iTunes charts, which we were really happy about that, because it's had mainstream airplay or anything like that. There's been no press on the single at all. It's our first release, so we're very much, even though we've been a band for a long time, we're sort of very much just starting out in our professional career, if you will. As rubbish as that sounds. It was nice to see go straight in the iTunes charts, because it just shows we've got a really loyal, solid little fan base there, and sort of moving forward, when we do start getting sort of press and bigger things, on the next run or whatever, then hopefully, we'll be staying in the iTunes charts.
Well, to be honest with you, any movement at all, because there are, people don't realise, thousands of records released every week.
Oh, yeah. It's completely oversaturated with music, you know, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it does make it more difficult for emerging talent.
So any movement, it's only been like 4 days. Any movement in 4 days is absolutely fantastic. You've hit the nail on the head.
Thank you.
Is there much press releasing gone out about it, or not a lot?
We've got a label, and obviously we've got a management team, and there's a few nice bits coming through. So off the back of the song now being out, then, you know, I think there's a show being arranged for July in London, and we've got some nice sort of blogs getting in touch. There's potential play on some bigger stations and stuff like that. Touch wood, you know, we're going to get some stuff come through in the next couple of weeks.
Something you mentioned, blogs there, something I've learned with the internet, websites are all good and they're very good, but blogging is the way forward.
Well, it's important nowadays.
It gets you picked up so quickly, and it's all over the internet. The more blog you can write, the better, because the more it will get picked up. I looked through our music system here, and we've actually got quite a few of your records here.
You have,
I couldn't believe how many of your songs there are. What made you release this one over and above all the others?
I don't know. It's just kind of, for me, go on, you go.
We knew that we were going to release it as soon as we wrote it, sort of thing. It just had that feel about it. And yeah. Then when it came to talking with the label, we all just pretty decided to go for it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's my favourite song we've written, so...
That's the real reason.
Yeah, say no more.
You all picked a song each, and the last one standing after a drinking night. Right, we're going to play your song now. We wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
We'll see you at the Flag Factory Festival. Good luck with that.
Great. Thanks.
And
a lot.
Let's fingers crossed that this does really, really well in the iTunes.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.